Welcome to a short walk around East Pulteney and a journey into American history. I'm Willem Lang, and I'll be your guide on a tour that explores three centuries of American history. Our walk today will take us through a village settled before the Revolutionary War and past an inn that hosted Ethan Allen's Green Mountain Boys. We'll peer into a gorge where water wheels powered the industries of the town. And along the way, we'll learn stories of village life and tragedy and explore the lives of two local boys who grew up to launch two of America's most renowned newspapers. A walk through East Pulteney offers a glimpse of what a typical, prosperous 19th century village looked like. A village centered on churches, schools, water mills, and industries. Originally designated Pulteney, this is a village that saw most of its growth in the early 1800s. By the 1850s, the center of population was moving down the road to the west, and the pace of growth here began to slow. This classic New England village green was left intact. It looks pretty much as it did 200 years ago. The unique triangular design dates to the original land grant of 1761 from the Royal Governor of New Hampshire. So let's get started. Best thing to do is park behind the Baptist Church and walk alongside this church toward the center of the green, near the bell. We'll give directions, but you'll want to find your location on the map and follow along on the tour. And feel free to wander. When you hear this sound, pause the podcast and follow the directions to the next location on the tour. You get lost, return to the previous chapter and your map. Today, the internet and a podcast may be the new tools for communication and entertainment, but Pulteney has always relied on up-to-date technology. In the early 1800s, the local news was spread at the meeting house and with a printing press. And here on the East Pulteney Green, we see how technology helped to create a community. Standing at the bell, take in the grand proportions of this church. With its airy belfry and its scale, the East Pulteney Baptist Church is considered one of the outstanding Vermont churches from its era. This is due to the craftsmanship of the designer-builder Elisha Scott, who built this church in 1805 as one of the village's earliest meeting houses. Scott based many of his designs on an architectural pattern book, The Country Builder's Assistant, by Asher Benjamin. This pattern book revolutionized early American construction when the settlers' rough cabins were being replaced with more stylish frame houses. Benjamin combined classic architectural style with house plans that dovetailed with America's rural and independent lifestyle. His widespread influence was due to new technologies for engraved printing, which meant that detailed builder's guides could be mass-produced. Around the green, many of the buildings you see shared the look of this pattern book and the 40 years of Scott's work. Start walking toward the church, and you'll begin to appreciate an architectural style noted for its detailed, many-paned windows and balanced proportions. This style is known generically as Georgian for the first four King Georges of England. But here in the colonies, a new style emerged, the Federal style, drawn from the work of a Renaissance architect, Palladio, who brought back ancient Greek and Roman design. The Federal style is best demonstrated in Thomas Jefferson's design of Monticello. One characteristic feature of the Federal architectural style is the Palladian window. You can see one there on the front facade of this church. Palladian windows combine a main window with an arched head flanked by narrow windows with square heads. Walk around the church to its rear facade and you'll see another Palladian window. Look around the green as you walk and you'll see several houses with windows and doors that echo this feature. More than half a century later, after the population center had moved west, the Baptist congregation split in two. and in the 1870s, the church bell was moved from East to West Pulteney. Some folks in East Pulteney claim that the bell, like the magic harp in Jack and the Beanstalk, tolled, "Stolen! Stolen! Stolen!" It wasn't till the 1980s, when the two congregations recombined, that the bell was returned to its current location here on the Green, where we imagine it no longer tolls out the guilt of its alleged theft by the rival Baptists. And through all these years, the Baptist Church has been holding services uninterrupted since it was first built in 1805. Now we'll continue our tour. From the back of the church, walk past the parking lot to where two roads join in a Y. Follow this road toward the river. Stop when you reach the bridge.